Find a place that is comfortable, safe and secure, a place where you will be undisturbed. Begin to move into meditation, following the flow of the breath, relaxing on every breath, breathing in the breath of abundance on the in-breath, letting it flow through you on the out-breath. Breathing in the abundance of creation on the in-breath, letting it flow through you, freeing you on the out-breath. You begin to focus into the heart center. And navigating through the heart center at this moment, you move through and find yourself standing in the temple of beauty, in the center of the mandala of manifestation. And you feel the power of the mountain and the vastness of the ocean and the openness of the sky above you and the deep security of the temple that you are in. And you honor all the elements, the earth, the air, the fire, and the water. As you breathe in and breathe out and feel the power of your center, from which ever flows the fountain of abundance. And now the guides come over to you and usher you toward the 10th gateway, to the doorway of the 10th chamber. And in large letters above this doorway is written the word vocation. And you move into this realm of vocation. And you can witness all the various roles that have been given to you to play at this time in your life. This includes the jobs you have. This includes roles in your community, in your family. What roles in life, what positions, what places, what careers are calling you at this moment? What is attracting your attention, demanding your attention, or perhaps commanding your attention, such as a job offer or losing a job? Where is there uncertainty, perhaps? Transition. Just let yourself move about and easily explore this realm of vocation. Without judgment or evaluation, see where the forces of life seem to be leading you. If you knew, for example, that you could not fail, what would you do? Where would you go? Who would you be with? Are you just settling for a role in life? Or are you doing something with your whole heart? Look around at the roles that you've been asked to play, at the obligations that you have been asked to fulfill. Have you been fulfilling your sacred obligations honorably or grudgingly? Just let yourself look through this entire realm of vocation, the various opportunities around you, the possibilities, particular roles which might be passing away, new potentials on the horizon. What areas of vocation have been calling you? What messages have you been receiving around your pathway in the world? Take a large sweep around this realm. Take a good look at everything, the people involved, the places, the positions. Particularly take a look at the place where you are. How do you fit? What have you been learning from the particular position you are in at this moment? Or what might you need to do to learn those lessons in a deeper and more profound way? And begin to complete the process of going through this realm of vocation. Your roles in life, positions, the role you want to play, the roles you're being called to play. And before you leave this chamber, the guides again come to you, offering you a gift. Allow yourself to receive it, to take this aspect of your vocational abundance in, and leave a channel open so you can return to this realm if and when it may be appropriate. And you return to the center of the mandala of manifestation, breathing in, breathing out, honoring the insights you have received, the energies, the understandings, wiggling your fingers and toes, feeling the ground beneath you, preparing yourself as you open your eyes to write down anything that needs to be written down, and to continue your process in the external world on defining, clarifying, and focusing on the roles you need to play in your life and the way you need to enact them in the world.